Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Superior Livestock, America's leader in livestock marketing. Coming up is Superior's video auction February 26th out of the Embassy Suites in Oklahoma City. Contact your local rep today to market your cattle. Consignment deadline is February 15th. You don't want to miss this February 26th video auction. Call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to superiorlivestock.com. Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls registered and commercial, including Angus, Slim Flex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack saying he cannot help cotton producers with the request to declare cottonseed as an oil seed for purposes of the Federal Farm Safety Net, a part of Title I of the 2014 Farm Law. Secretary Vilsack telling reporters yesterday that Congress would not only have to authorize coverage of cottonseed as an oil seed, but it would also have to find a way to pay the estimated cost of the subsidies, which he says will be $1 billion annually. According to Mike Conaway, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, his lawyers say something different than what Mr. Vilsack's lawyers are saying.
We're a little disappointed that the lawyers at USDA have come to that conclusion and have influenced the secretary to take that stance. I've got lawyers on our team that believe that he does have the authority to do that, that the arguments that they make are not valid or not, force that conclusion. So we'll continue to try to make our case. Disappointed that the secretary announced his decision to not list, but something's got to be done, and he does have the responsibility to act in this regard, because the way the Farm Bill's set up, he's much more nimble than Congress is in terms of addressing these issues, and we believe he has the tools to do that.
House Ag Committee Chairman, Texas lawmaker Mike Conaway. U.S. Trade Ambassador Michael Froman was in Auckland yesterday, Auckland, New Zealand. He added his signature to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the representatives from the 12 countries coming together in New Zealand yesterday to officially sign TPP. Now the question is, will Congress even take up the TPP in this election year? Some speculation that unless there's a lot of pressure put on Congress, it's not going to happen until at least the lame duck session. It'll be difficult even for it to happen then. So that means 2017. Studies regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership shows a lot of loss economically to the U.S. economy if the TPP signing is delayed, especially for the beef cattle industry. That could be devastating, with the Australians having an advantage over U.S. cattle producers when it comes to sending beef to the very lucrative Japanese marketplace. Right now, the Australians, through a bilateral deal they've got with the Japanese, have a substantial trade advantage through a lower tariff for their beef versus U.S. beef. Cattle industry, as a result, this last week in San Diego, says we're going to push hard to try to get Congress to take up TPP and pass it. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at dvauction.com.
That's your farm news. Have a good day, everyone. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.